The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
The Burt Show.
I've said this on the show before that, a year and a half ago or 2 years ago, if one of your close friends came up to you and said, look, I've got this idea. I'm going to call it the Snuggie.
Will you invest?
And let me tell you what it's all about. It's sort of a robe, but it's not really a robe. It's, and they give you the whole description of the Snuggie, right?
Right.
And maybe they even come to you with the blueprint of it and you take a look at it and you're like, and they say, you know, I'm going to give you this offer right now. I'm going to let you in right now. You can invest in my Snuggie. And if you give me 10 grand, I'll give you 20% of the cut when this thing goes big.
Oof.
You'd have laughed them out of the room, right?
Yeah, totally.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's a ridiculous idea. Like, the Snuggie is a ridiculous concept, right?
Still backwards ridiculous.
Bathrobe.
It's a
pockets on the other side.
And now.
Who's going to buy that? They'll just put their bathrobe on backwards.
And now we all have one.
And now everybody has one. And now.
The collegiate teams. Version.
You and wear them proudly at games now.
Version.
Pub crawls.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know how much that dude is worth now, the Snuggie dude. But if you could have got in on the ground floor and you had that kind of foresight, you wouldn't be listening to this show because you'd be in a Caribbean island right now.
Mm-hmm.
The other one I've been thinking about a lot the last couple of days because they have invaded our house is the Zuzu pet.
Those things are insane.
I don't know what they are.
I'm not familiar.
If you don't have kids, Zuzu pets are little electric mice. They're not live, but they're just mice. You know, back in the day, you actually used to go to a pet store, and if your kid wanted like a hamster or something, you got a live one and you got the cage.
Habitrail.
Then you had a Habitrail, which was sort of like, that tube at Chuck E. Cheese for kids.
Yeah, the orange tubing.
Refresh the cedar chips.
Right.
Replace the little like water bottle with the metal thing, and they go...
Right.
Yeah.
You don't need to do that anymore. And I think the concept of the Zuzu pet as a parent is fantastic because if you have one live hamster, then you have 50 live hamsters. So the Zuzu pet on paper is really a great idea.
And the Zuzu pet doesn't poop.
Doesn't poop.
Yeah.
You can add things to my house right now that don't poop. So the kids all of a sudden are really into Zuzu pets. So we ordered them online like last week. And Chunk and Mr. Squiggles came...
That's funny.
I can't believe it's my life.
What is it? Wait, what's the name?
Chunk and Mr. Squiggles, I think his name is, two Zuzu pets.
Is that what your kids named them, or is that what they're already named?
They're already named.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Okay. So they came the other day, and I tweeted that I can't believe I'm finally one of these Zuzu pet families. And everybody was emailing me and texting me and hitting me up on Twitter saying, don't worry about it because they're going to be broken within 30 minutes. And we finally ended up setting up the Zuzu pet city last night. And the Zuzu pets, 11 minutes. 11 minutes. And we spent, I think it was a good amount of money on the Zuzu pets, broken in 11 minutes.
How do they buy it? I mean,
no way.
The motor runs out, or if you accidentally, 4-year-olds and 5-year-olds are playing with it, so they're going to drop it. You drop it, it breaks.
It's dead.
You play with some of the maneuvers, little things on the bottom of it, and it breaks.
Dead.
11 minutes.
It's just like that fragile.
It's like real mice or real hamsters. Nobody really has those for that long.
No, those last forever because one multiplies to 10 and 10 multiplies to 20. The concept of it is great. I mean, I think it started in Japan, and whoever started it is a multimillionaire now. Mm-hmm. But I will just give you this warning, the same one that was given to me. Seriously, they last 10 minutes, and then you got to go out and got to get yourself another Zuzu pet.
Oh, now I know why it's so fragile, because you have to go out. Yeah, you have to replace it.
Yeah.
So, cha-ching.
And then exactly. You got to go out, and you can't just have one Zuzu pet city. You have to extend it. because one is boring for the kids, and then you extend and extend and extend. Before you know it, you've got a $100 city, and Chunky's dead. We had to have a chunk. We had to have a chunk funeral last night because Chunk's dead.
Now, Mr. Squiggles is okay.
Squiggles is alone, and he's dealing with it right now.
Bye, Chunky.
But yeah, Chunk died last night.
Oh,
God bless him. On his little tombstone, it's going to say from 6:36 to 6:47. Mr. Chunk was around, and that was it, man. Then
he meant so much to our lives.
Hey, Malcolm, good morning. You're in Q100.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, man?
My niece and nephew so happened to get them for their birthday, I mean, for Christmas. And those things just run all over the house. I mean, the motor is dead on them, but they just move like crippled little mice with like broken legs. And just see it. They're all over the place. I'm like, oh, God. And you think they would die by now, but no, they're not dead. They're still
well, Bert will kill them for you.
Yeah,
you
I'll you send my kids over 11 minutes, I promise you.
The Bert Show.
So there's a movie called Miracle. I don't know how.
Miracle on Ice, was it?
No, I think it was just called Miracle. But it is about ice. It's about hockey. Mm-hmm. It's about the 80 Olympics where the USA mm-hmm. defeated Russia, you know, and it was a big...
The USSR.
Yeah, cool. And the coach of that team was a guy named Herb Brooks, and Kurt Russell played him in the movie Miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And during, you know, as any sports movie, there has to be a big speech, you know, there has to be mm-hmm. a big locker room motivational, mm-hmm. let's go get him speech. And this movie was no different. So I think you have a short clip of Kurt Russell mm-hmm. delivering, you know, a version of this Herb Brooks speech to the USA team about to go out there and defeat, you know, Russia,
which is
symbolic and everything. It's huge.
They were like they were the biggest hockey team in the world, and they were filled with professionals. And we had this hockey team that were really amateurs, and there was mm-hmm. no way that the Americans were supposed to win this. So this was Herb Brooks. Or at least his character, trying to pump up the team before they go out there and they get their ass kicked by the Soviet Union.
Yeah. Great moments are born from great opportunity.
A locker room.
And that's what you have here tonight, boys. That's what you've earned here tonight. One game. If we played them 10 times, they might win 9. But not this game. Not tonight. Tonight, we skate with them. Tonight, we stay with them.
Yeah.
And we shut them down because we can.
So that.
Yeah.
I'm inspired.
Right
stuff
right there. Who doesn't want to strap on some skates right now? Let's go.
It's
the exact same thing that the Butler coach probably said to his players right before the game last night, but the results were different.
Hmm. So you only make a movie out of the success stories.
Right. So like a year ago, this kid, who at the time was 4 years old, learned that entire speech. And his dad filmed him delivering it. And I'll tell you, like, my dad would have been so proud if I did like this. You know, like, take a monologue from a sports movie at 5 years old, 4 years old, and be able to deliver it. So here's what dad did in, you know, in the movie Miracle, Kurt Russell's wearing a suit because he's, you know, coaching the team. He's got, like, a, you know, 1980s. Light brown mm-hmm. suit on with the tie. So dad dresses the kid up exactly the same, puts him up on YouTube, and the kid delivers the speech on YouTube, and it's one of those things that gets a million hits. This is last year. The Boston Red Sox, sports town of Boston, says, let's fire up the Red Sox this season by bringing this kid, I think his name's Jonathan Sacco,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
bringing Jonathan Sacco to Fenway Park and have him deliver the speech live in front of 50,000 Boston Red Sox fans and the Boston Red Sox team, and the kid nails it.
Did he?
Really?
This
yes.
is right before the game yesterday against the Yankees?
This is opening day yesterday.
Against the Yankees, nonetheless.
Wow.
And he's delivering this. He's looking at the Red Sox dugout, and he's telling them, let's go get them, boys.
Great moments are born from great opportunities. That's what you have here tonight, boys. That's what you earned here tonight. One game. If we play them 18 times, they might win 9. But not this game. Not tonight. Tonight, we hit with them. Tonight, we stay with them. And we shut them down because we can. Tonight, we are the greatest baseball team in the world. You were born to be baseball players, every one of you. And you were meant to be here tonight. This is your time. Their time is done. It's over. I'm sick and tired hearing about what a great baseball team the Yankees have. Screw them. This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
That's awesome.
So who won yesterday?
I don't know. I didn't even look.
I know.
I don't want to know.
Who won?
Okay.
If it was the Yankees, don't say anything.
I don't know.
Okay, good.
If that was opening night, I know.
It was yesterday.
I don't know that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So,
you're so competitive, you're going to go home and teach Hayden a speech, aren't you?
I think Hollis has got a better shot at nailing it.
He was delivering it right to the Red Sox dugout, and they're all watching, and they're laughing at him.
So
like,
good.
He did so good. It's like, screw him!
Hey, The Bird Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
The Bird Show.
Sue actually called us because she said her ex-boyfriend was getting married and she was going to go to the wedding over the weekend, but she needed to tell this bride that he has been cheating on the bride the entire time with her and lying to both of them. She said she was going to do it on Saturday after the wedding because she wanted to get back to the bride as well. Well, after she talked to The Bird Show, we gave her some advice. She got a call from one of the groomsmen who said, hey, were you just on the radio? She said, yeah. He said, listen, I think you need to tell the bride before the wedding, do it on Friday at the rehearsal dinner. Don't wait till Saturday so she can decide whether she wants to marry this guy or not. He says, okay. So they arrange it where she's going to the rehearsal dinner. Well, the bride's sister meets her in the parking lot and says, I knew you were coming. Tell me everything. She does. The bride's sister hugs her and says, you know, I'm so sorry you've been going through this. Brings the bride's mother outside and they say, why don't you come to the house after the rehearsal dinner? So sure enough, Sue goes to the bride's house with the bride, her sister, her mother, her father, and tells them everything. And they all embrace her and say, we just thought you were psycho this whole time, but we didn't realize all this stuff was going on. So then they contact the groom's mother and the groom's grandmother who come over to the house. Then they contact the groomsman who Sue was in contact with to begin with. The groomsman says, I'm bringing the groom over to the house now. So that's kind of where we left it, right?
Well, then he walks in the door and they basically have an infidelity intervention. He's busted.
Totally busted.
At one point, you know, he's denying it, but then he finally gives in and goes, look, yes, guilty. And then the woman that was supposed to get married the next day calls the whole thing off. Done.
She called it off that night before the groom ever even got there. They started calling family members saying the wedding was off. She then invited Sue to go on her honeymoon with her. Sue couldn't go because she had school, but instead this woman is now on her honeymoon with her best girlfriend and never got married.
Right. She tweeted me yesterday and she said, I'd love to come on with you, but I'm heading to Fiji right now with her best friend. So that's where she is right now. The bride is in Fiji right now, way drunk probably. And now the interesting turn that this whole thing is starting to take is that Tool is trying to get back with Not-So-Psycho Sue. Hey, Not-So-Psycho Sue.
Hey.
It's such an I fielded so many emails yesterday from people going, this can't be true. I mean, it's so complicated and everything worked out so well that it can't be a true story. It's almost like it was written by somebody in Hollywood.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I wish it wasn't true because it's my life and it sucks.
So after yesterday, obviously, what are we going to call this dude? Can we just refer to him as Tool?
Tool.
Yeah, Tool.
Okay. So Tool obviously heard what was going on. And he started texting you and calling you. And that was the last, I think, that we talked to you about it or got an update. So what has happened the last 24 hours?
After I got off with you guys, I actually talked to the bride, and we were just talking and stuff. And then I had class, and when I got back, my roommate came out and was just like, "You will never believe what is in the kitchen right now." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And I was like, "You bet." I was like, "If he's here, I'll kill you." And she was like, "No, no, no." And I walked in, and there were 2 dozen roses on our kitchen table with a note from him saying that he's going to get counseling and he's going to change this, and we need to go to couples therapy and we need to work this out because he loves me and he's sorry and he made a huge mistake and he knew that he always loved me, but she was just a better choice at the time or something like that. And I just kind of ignored it. And then more stuff happened this morning, and I told Tracy about it, but I don't know if she told you.
No, she hasn't told us anything. She tries to avoid us at all costs.
Because my mom and my sister were actually listening this morning when it played, and my mom thought you said that he was going to be on with me, so my mom freaked out and was like, "Do not go on the show, you know, because I don't want you talking to him." And then my dad called because he was concerned too, and it ends up that when my dad walked out today to get the newspaper, there was an envelope on the door, and inside of it was a note from him to my dad and a ticket to the Masters. So that they could go this weekend and talk things out.
No way.
Come on,
please,
man.
Don't tell me you're falling for this. Please.
No. I'm not. Please. I'm not falling for it.
Did Tool and your dad have some kind of like unique relationship while the two of you all were gone?
My dad loves golf. I mean, loves golf. Plays golf every Thursday and Friday with his fraternity brothers that still live in Atlanta. Like, he loves golf, and this is the first year that he actually isn't going to the Masters. And he was actually, you know, talking to because the groom and I have a lot of good friends, and one of my friend's kids got christened like a few weeks ago, and he saw him there and was talking about how disappointed he was because, you know, the whole Tiger thing's going on, and he wanted to go, but he couldn't get tickets this year, and so I guess he thought that would be an in with my dad.
Take the tickets, but don't take him.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he only gave him one so that they could meet up. And then he said he wanted to meet up and talk to my dad.
No, this dude is like an antichrist, man. Because he is such a manipulator. I mean, I would be creeped out by the fact that he showed up at my door and like left the envelope. I mean, that's creepy. I mean, that's like crossing so many boundaries. And he's made a history of this. So one girl left. She's in Fiji, and broke it off with him. So now what he's going to do is going to run to you like he's done with you two from the start. He goes from one to the other and back and forth.
What's your dad's take on this whole thing? Is he going to call Tool up and say, "What are you doing?"
He was laughing, and he was just like, "I guess not." He's like, "I want to go because I want to go to the Masters." He's like, "This is getting ridiculous," because he does every time. It's true. He just goes in between us, and every time he tries to come back, you know, he's changed and things are different this time, and he sends me flowers and he comes and surprises me and stuff like that. And so this is the first time that he's brought my parents into it. So, I mean, my parents know that he always does it with me, but,
offended.
Now that he's getting my parents involved, my mom's kind of like freaked out by it. She's like, "This is ridiculous. Like, he needs to stop." And then, you know, I actually emailed the bride and told her like everything, and she knew about the flowers, and I mean, it's just upsetting to both of us. We've been going through this for so long, and, you know, it just should be over, and he should leave us alone. And I didn't know he emailed you until Tracy told me, which makes it worse.
Do you have any tiny ounce of feelings for this guy?
I mean, of course, a little bit, but not in a... I moved forward. Even though this happened and I wanted to go through with this, I really have moved forward, and I have, like, another person in my life who I care about, but until this is all over, he doesn't want to date me, but he cares about me too.
Understand.
And so I just want it to be over because I want to move forward with my life, and I want to move on.
Unfortunately, if Tool is listening, he heard you just say that you still care for him a tiny bit, and he wants to drive a truck through that hole right now.
He is an abuser. He's an emotional abuser is what he is. You know, he is a tool. It's to the point now that I don't want to talk to him because he's trying to manipulate us to get to her.
Well, here's what he wrote us yesterday. He wrote, "My ex, Sue, is the one who was on your show for the last 2 days. this situation has been going on for 3 years, and it's making me out to be the bad guy, which is not the case. Then he writes some other things. Says, I love Sue, and I want her back in my life. I was wondering if you guys would help me get Sue back and help me give we want to call the bride the closure she needs.
Because I'm sure we would have gotten that email had you been on your honeymoon with the bride today.
Yeah, yeah, right? Exactly.
I mean, give me a break.
Well, I just don't understand this guy at all and why he thinks you would actually believe it.
So you guys were doing this on and off for 3 years, the three of you?
Well, he went out here for 3 years, and then they're a lot older than me. Well, not a lot older, about 5 years older than me. And I was actually the sweetheart for his fraternity, and that's how we met. And then he broke up with her, and we got together. And then I came home for the summer, and I saw like my ex-boyfriend, and we kind of like hit things off again. So I broke up with him, and he went back to her, and then he's been with her ever since then. But I kind of came back to him and started talking to him, and he told me they broke up, and then me and him started dating, and then he was dating her at the same time.
That's a lot. That's crazy. But I do congratulate you on the first person you emailed was the bride. Like, the fact that you told her everything that's been going on since then, I commend you for that, because I do think as long as y'all stay tight and work together to get rid of this dude, then you'll be successful. But he's going to try to break you two apart, you know?
Yeah, we talked a lot, and then she was like, yeah, I tweeted Bert because I wanted him to know that I want to come on and talk too. But she's like, I didn't want him to think that I was made up, but I can't come on when I'm out of the country.
Right.
And so she was just like, you know, I think we need this to be done, and she knows she's going to try to come back to me, and it's not going to, I don't want to be with him. I really just want him to leave me alone.
Do you think there's any chance that once he really feels like you're 100% authentic, that he will try to get back bride?
Yes.
I don't know. From what, like, you know, obviously all of our friends know what's going on, and so everyone started calling me again yesterday. From what I hear, you know, he said it kind of was just, she was the convenient choice.
Honey, that's what he's telling you.
But I don't know. Like, he probably would. I don't know.
Because that's what he's telling her, is that you were convenient. Right. He's telling her the same thing he's telling you about her.
Yeah, if you didn't show up on Friday, he was going to marry her.
Yeah.
Like, he was going to marry her and be in Fiji with her right now. So you cannot believe him, not one tiny little percentage.
And he tried to defend himself at the house.
Yeah, by calling you crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
I don't believe him. I just can go by what he says.
Well, he's an idiot.
But that's the only thing is, like, through these 3 years, all I could do is go by what he tells me and find out the truth, like, by myself if I really wanted to research it.
Well, now you know that he doesn't speak truth. He doesn't speak it. Yeah. He manipulates, and he's going to continue to manipulate as long as y'all let him do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, until you – and it drives me nuts, the fact that – people like this can't take no for an answer. Every antichrist we talk about, because that's what we're talking about. He's your antichrist, because they're the ones that do this manipulation, this emotional abuse, and then, you know, and then when they try to be overly romantic, I mean, the master's tickets and the 24 roses and all this stuff is going to be different. I'm actually going into therapy. Let's go to couple therapy to the baby. And you're like, oh, that's so sweet. And then he cheats on you as soon as you get in his bed.
Yeah, right. It's just trying to keep them over the top drama, but it's not somebody that can sustain it on an everyday to day level in a relationship.
Are you trying to keep them apart, Melissa, so you can get that other master's ticket out of his pocket?
Oh, yes, please. Please let me go see a cheater in Augusta. Yeah, from one cheater to another.
Yeah.
Will Fiji bride, do you think that she's going to feel the same way when she gets back, or do you think she's going to be strong about things?
Feel the same way about him?
Yeah.
Or, she's done with him. She actually, because she does have email there, and so she actually emailed me, like, when she got to New Zealand, because, like, they have a bunch of flights, and she's just like, because on the flight to Arizona, her best friend said something about the fact that, you know, she was on her honeymoon, and the person next to them was actually a Bert Show listener, and they're like, oh my gosh, I heard everything, and they're like, are you going to go back to him, and stuff like that.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Wow.
So she was like, and she like actually tweeted me, and she's like, oh my gosh, it is such a small world. She's like, this is so embarrassing for both of us. And she doesn't want to be with him. She's over him. She says, like, she kind of like I did when I found out, she knew in the bottom of her like the pit of her stomach that something wasn't right, but she didn't want to believe it. And now that she has all the facts, she doesn't want to ever be with him again. We don't want to talk to him ever again. We don't, if he comes on the radio, I don't ever want to be on the radio with him.
Right. Well, no, we won't do that. We won't put you guys on together. Yeah. I wonder if she's over in Fiji right now, just drinking her ass off. Is she bummed right now, or is she sort of like relieved?
I definitely cried myself to sleep last night, and I know she's been crying a lot. It's a hard situation because it's over now. Like, both of us are away from it, but it just hurts that honestly, if you do talk to him, I want to know why he did this to us. Why did I deserve this?
He wouldn't care. He's not thinking of you. He's thinking of himself. Yes. I mean, the thing is, because the thing that's kind of sick is if he's listening, he hears you crying as if that's still an end. You know, like, it's just ultimate manipulation. So the thing is, y'all got to realize he doesn't care about y'all. He's never cared about y'all. It's all about his comfort and his satisfaction.
It's an ego thing.
So even if you say, why'd you do this to me? I mean, well, I can tell you because so that he could be satisfied.
Yeah, you can almost not take it personally because he's such a sketch. This is all about him.
Yeah.
Wow, what a story.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, we'll be in touch. I mean, if he emails, we'll let you know. He does want to come on. And I definitely want to talk to the bride when she gets back from Fiji also.
Well, actually, our best friend's son is turning one on Thursday. So we're probably going to see each other, hopefully not. I'm trying to arrange it where I come to the party when he's not there.
So he's supposed to be there Thursday, and you're supposed to be there Thursday?
We're his godparents together. When we were together, we became his godparents.
You can't go.
How did you...
You got to take turns.
Wait, how did you two become his godparents when he was engaged with this? I mean, come on. Seriously, look at this. Look at the situation.
This is last year. Well, he's turning one now. So last year at this time, he wasn't engaged, and he was... in between both of us.
Look how ridiculous the situation is.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, you can't.
How does one not go, though? How can anybody pick this guy as a godparent?
Well, I mean, he seems to, like, bamboozle everybody.
Maybe.
Bamboozle.
I just don't think he made from that whole situation.
I don't think you need to be at that party.
No, but it's the whole thing.
She's the godmother, though.
Different day. They got to separate.
Oh, my God. If I was a godmother with my Antichrist, I would back out of that so fast.
Why does she have to be the one to miss out on this memory?
Because he's the one that committed all the fouls, so why not strong enough.
So why don't they tell him, look, you're not invited anymore?
That's what they should do, but the burden is always on people like Sue
that they have to be the one to be tough, they have to want to be strong, and then you get in the situation and realize you're not strong enough to be there because she's still emotionally manipulated by him.
I think they got to stick up for you and they got to tell dude to stay away from the party.
Yeah, but he won't. This is like the most awkward situation ever, and it's playing out on the radio now, which makes it even more awkward. So I don't know. It's just really, really hard.
Everybody gives that guy power. Mm-hmm. You know, the Antichrist has power because everybody feels like, oh, well, he won't. So what's even the purpose?
The girl's my sorority sister. The boy's his fraternity brother. And so we all have, you know, we're all very close. And I feel, and even though everything, I know everyone's going to say, like, I'm emotionally manipulated, but, like, he doesn't deserve to miss it as much as I don't deserve to miss it. That's why I want to go at separate times. So I know it's not going to happen. So, I mean, I guess I have to miss it because he is a tool and he won't miss it.
You're being way too nice. You're
defending him.
It's almost like being an alcoholic and going to a bar for the first time when you're still shaky. For me, you know, from being a recovering alcoholic, it's the truth because you become addicted to that person because for whatever stupid reason. And so she's not strong enough to go to the party. And I don't think she's strong enough to go.
Wow. Well, we got to talk to you later on in the week and find out what your position is on going to this thing or not. If I'm the parents, I call you up and I say, look, we're going to call Tool and we're going to make sure he's not there.
Yeah, hopefully.
Wow.
And your dad cannot take that Masters ticket, so send that one right back.
Ooh, that's just creepy.
Your dad won't be manipulated by it.
No.
Like, she'll be manipulated by it, but her dad will just go enjoy the Masters and say, screw you, son.
Right.
Thanks for the ticket.
I love that.
It shouldn't even be a debate, but if it was, what would it be called?
A Masters
debate. Thank you, Not So Psycho Sue.
Welcome back, Jeff.
You are 12.
All right, we'll talk to you later in the week, Sue. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. The Bird Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
It's the Burt Show.
All right, so Jen hooks up with this psychic, and the psychic's got her a little shook up.
Yeah, she definitely freaked me out. This is the psychic that Jeff found actually through Kim Zolciak from Real Housewives of Atlanta. This is a psychic she uses all the time and is a regular client of hers. And Jeff had the psychic reading with her last summer. She predicted a lot of things that came true or that had already been true, and he was really impressed. So we all decided to talk to the same woman. Her name's Natalie Tomlinson, and her website's natalietomlinson.com if you want to go check her out. But she doesn't do any advertising. It's all word of mouth. Mm-hmm. Like, she has some credibility to me because she doesn't have to advertise. Everybody that goes to her loves her, tells their friends, and she is booked all the time. It took me a while to get this done because she's so busy, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. But she definitely made some predictions, some of which in this next clip that you're going to hear have already come true, and some now are stuck in my head, and I'm trying to figure out how they're going to come true.
All right, I'll start playing it. When you want me to stop it, you just tell me and I'll pause it.
Now, I've got something with your writing. So, you know, like, I don't know if you could be writing a story or writing a script, writing something planned for somebody, how to do something. I don't know what it is, but you're writing and broadcasting. Now, there's also a flip side to this, because I feel there is a connection with television. Hooray for Hollywood. Hollywood, twice this year, you will touch. So you'll be coming here.
So you can pause it right there, because I've already been twice this year. Mm-hmm. So she was saying that I would go to Hollywood twice this year, and I've already been twice.
And she and Wendy's said that you were going to be out in L.A. also for something,
mm-hmm.
right?
Hollywood.
Okay.
LA.
But I have already been. I went for the Grammys, and okay. I went for American Idol.
What about the writing thing?
The writing thing, I think I've been working with a friend on a writing project. So it's not really like fully developed or the idea really fleshed out. But a friend of mine and I have been talking about that. So that one was a little more vague for
mm-hmm.
me.
Okay.
But the Hollywood one was right on. I've already been.
Two times for sure.
For
if
sure.
you hit
okay.
three times, you're in good shape.
Okay.
Right. I'm seeing three women singing. There's three women singing together in
Yossi.
Front of you, like on a microphone.
Yes.
Okay.
And they harmonize really well. And you're in front of them. So you're seeing this. Anyway, listen, I've got to tell you, you've got to be careful of a stalker.
Okay.
And I don't know if they're sending you emails or somebody. I feel like it's a young male, and I feel like he's a bit obsessed with you.
Ooh.
So just, I don't think it's anything to worry about, but it's just, I feel like it's going to drive you nuts.
Okay.
So just stop that right there. The stalker thing, that one is in my head.
Sure it
because
is.
Because there's definitely some folks on Twitter that I'm more interactive with than others. Like mm-hmm. people who follow me and I follow them that mm-hmm. I'm like into, and I'm like, oh, cool. I can't wait to see what they're doing today or whatever. And I don't know them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's made me more aware of it. Like it's made me more like standoffish about it because I'm like.
Like now you've got a stalker filter, like whenever you
yeah.
start tweeting with somebody.
Because you know how sometimes people have Twitter names that aren't gender specific. It's like something, something records. Or something, something, you know, food, whatever, like, because I follow a lot of foodies online, whatever. And there's some people I interact with. I don't know if it's a man or a woman because we talk about food or we talk about music or whatever. And so now I'm like a little bit more aware. I'm like, maybe I shouldn't at reply them as much.
Mm.
Maybe they're going to be my stalker.
But nothing like you haven't received a whole bunch of emails from one guy.
No, and I'm not even getting those letters from prison anymore.
Oh, that's sad.
Oh,
you feel rejected, don't you?
The inmates have turned you down.
Yeah, the inmate, maybe he's out.
He's
I don't
out.
Know.
He's
but,
just not that into you. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We could do an inmate lost and found.
No, that's okay.
In the case, you'll understand.
Okay.
But I don't feel like you're going to have to lose any sleep over it. It's just some young punk. A busy summer, but a great time. And the funny thing is, after this summer, things change for you, and I feel like you're going to be in a happier place and a happier time in your life.
Well, yeah, you're going to be married and pregnant.
No, she said summer, not spring.
Oh, okay.
So something's changing for you. Very heartfelt moments.
Stop right there. Okay, did you hear the heartfelt moments?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she said that this was a psychic prediction thing was last week.
Mm-hmm.
What did I tell you after my weekend? My one personal story that I was going to share this week?
Yeah, that you had the perfect moment.
One of those things that Bert describes as a perfect moment where you're sort of like in the moment, but somehow time sort of stands still mm-hmm. and you're recognizing that it's a moment.
Mm-hmm.
That happened to me over the weekend in New York with my family and my boyfriend, and I was like...
Were you having sex at the time?
Jeff, with that homeless guy that she toy-picked.
Good God, what?
Who is now stalking her.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if that's a moment yet, but it did happen. So
yeah, exactly. Okay. So there was that moment, and I didn't even think about it, her saying it until yesterday. Josh gave me all of the audio that he had edited, and I looked at the list and said, heartfelt moments. I'm like, she already predicted that.
She had it. She
nailed
it.
Wild?
Upon you. That things this year, there's certain pockets of different things that are going to happen for you, and they're very heartfelt and things that you won't forget. People sometimes don't get those. They might get one every 5 years. This is there's a couple there this year for you. And they mentioned something, a pull around you. Don't let anybody cut your hair short because somebody wants to get scissor happy with you.
Mommy cut.
Oh, I think you should do this and do that and da da da. They want to cut your hair off. Don't let them. Because if you say, yeah, take a trim, yeah, good trim, they'll take a whole hand worth of hair off your head, you know?
Could be healthy trim.
What? Of your hair?
Have a trim. She said, take a trim.
No.
Maybe somebody's going to suggest healthy trim.
No, but I'm definitely more aware of my hair. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to anybody else but the girl I've been going to forever.
So nobody has suggested to cut your hair
yet? Not yet. And she mentioned the name Paul, and I have two good friends, good guy friends in my life named Paul. So I don't know, maybe something comes up with the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. But there's some other things. This is at the very beginning of the reading.
This is the grandmother one?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lady here on the other side, and I feel like it's a grandmother around me. But she's not tall, this lady. She's not a tall lady, so she's more of a petite sort of person. I'd say 5'5", around that marker, maybe even 5'4". But she seems petite, but the lovely feeling I get with her warmth. Very well-groomed lady. Hair and makeup would always be done, you know?
Okay.
I feel around you. A lovely soft feeling I've got with this woman, but she's giving me
that
one freaked me out because I knew exactly who she was talking about, and it's not my grandmother, because my maternal grandmother's still living. My paternal grandmother has passed, but she wasn't a hair and makeup lady, but I know exactly who she's talking about.
Who's she talking about?
She's talking about my former husband's grandmother.
Oh, really? Were you guys really tight?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that must have freaked you out.
Totally freaked me out.
Did you know as she was saying it? Like, did you start to figure out who she was talking about?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Crazy.
Yeah, it was right at the beginning because, I mean, she passed when she was, I want to say 90 or so.
Wow.
And every day put on makeup, lipstick.
Wow.
Had her hair done, like everything.
That's pretty powerful stuff. I mean, through the divorce and everything like that, she's still looking over you. That's pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah, it's going to make me cry.
Yeah, wow. And she hit you with that in the beginning of the, that's where she gripped you.
Yep.
Wow.
That's the type of old person I want to be. Just because dad did that, like would wake up every morning.
Put your makeup on and put your lipstick on.
Yeah. I want to be an old drag queen.
Same.
But he would wake up and shave and put on his suit or put on his nice clothes, you know, like I don't dress up now, but when I'm 90.
All of a sudden you will.
Yeah.
Why is that so emotional for you? Just because you guys were so tight?
I wore her ring.
Oh, you wore her ring. Oh, wow. We're going to put the entire reading up online at Q100Atlanta.com. No wonder why you're all broken up about it.
I know. Yeah. I didn't cry about it when she said it, but just like rethinking about it. And I feel like over the last couple of years, she sent me some signs.
Mm-hmm.
And so for Natalie, the psychic, to pick up on that. Like, it sort of reconfirmed the signs I thought I was getting in the last couple of years from her.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, weird things would happen or, I don't know, just
to me, it reconfirmed like some of the signs that I felt like I had been getting.
So it sort of, yeah, now you really know that the signs were there, like you thought you were crazy about them before?
I thought I was kind of crazy about them before, and I thought it was just in my head. Wow. But then I feel like this sort of confirmed, like, she is still around.
Mm-hmm.
And she still loves me.
I won't have you plug what's coming up in the entertainment buzz.
I know, with the allergies and like now crying. Are you kidding me? I'm going to need a second.
It's a little bit like the American Idolist that's crying because they just got kicked off and they have to sing one more
song.
Here, Bird Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery. But we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
The Bird Show.
Hey, we got to get an update from Wendy before we get out of here today. She's not quite limping, but she's walking gingerly on her feet today.
Yeah, Bert had to take one of his pain pills, and Wendy looked at it like she was a starving woman, and it was the last M&M on earth.
May I have some more, please?
Can I have just one? No, it was last week that I challenged myself that I could do a jive better than Kate Gosselin and learn it in a week. So I've been rehearsing since last Thursday up at Daza Dance with my partner, Antonio, who was on with us yesterday. But my feet are just jacked up, and they don't hurt like dancing hurt. They just hurt because of the blisters. So anywhere there's a blister, that's the part of my foot that hurts the most, and that's the part of the foot that hits the shoe every time
Ow.
I dance.
Ow.
So I was supposed to wear my dancing shoes today all day to point my toe, but that's not happening.
Have you seen her dancing shoes? Like, these aren't, like, I'm thinking ballerina flats.
They're
like high heels. Oh, yeah, if you watch Dancing with the Stars,
those are my dancing heels. Shoes.
They're not even, like, extra padded or anything.
No, there's no extra padding in them. It rubs up.
Have you been wearing them with socks?
No, you can't wear them with socks because they have to be real tight on your feet because they don't want your ankle to roll. So everything has to be tight. So the strap's tight on your foot, your foot's really like
wrapped up like a sausage.
There, so basically, so. Everybody that we're watching on Dancing with the Stars also has jacked up feet.
Well, for a little bit, I think. Hopefully, I mean, I'm breaking them in, so the blisters will eventually stop. But right now, it hurts.
I bet.
No kidding.
I won't lie.
Just to reset this whole thing, that's Wendy came in here last week after watching Dancing with the Stars, and she was ripping on Kate Gosselin.
Mm-hmm.
She thought she did a really crappy job. She sort of like slept through her whole performance. So I challenged Wendy, look, you think you can do better, then go ahead. So for a week now, for the last couple of days anyway,
mm-hmm.
she has been she's been training with Antonio, and she is going to make a video on Friday night, bring it in on Monday, and we'll match up the videos online to see if Wendy really did better than Kate Gosselin mm-hmm. last week.
And we had two rehearsals yesterday. We're not even through the entire dance, which makes me a little bit nervous, but yesterday resulted in a drop on my knee, Some ripped pants from Antonio, and then also a hand to the face from me to Antonio.
Was it on purpose? Was he getting fresh with you?
No, it wasn't on purpose. We were dancing.
Trying to do a move.
I was trying to do a spin, and then jacked Mel up in the face. He was bending down to put me like back, because I'm supposed to go under his legs at one point in the dance. So he split his pants because he was wearing the wrong pants. Didn't go down one time, so my knee is like boom on the ground, and it thank God Brett was there to film that rehearsal, because I think that was probably the most dramatic rehearsal that we've ever had.
Does that not sound like a scene out of an adult film? Like they're dancing and the guy accidentally rips his pants while the girl is being swung underneath him.
Yeah. Did your shirt actually get torn right here down there, so your boobs were hanging out? Did that happen?
Rips off his mustache and he reveals his real identity before he
did. Did you get so hot in the studio you just had to pour water down over the front of you?
Do you think Antonio really cares about your boobs?
No, he does not care about my boobs.
Every man cares about boobs.
Every man.
Every man. Single
really?
Man. Yes. We've learned that on the show.
Fascinated by boobs, yes.
He just doesn't care about my vajayjay or anything like that.
But the boobs, yeah.
Boobs, yes. That's universal.
Maybe.
Boobies.
And I think yesterday was one of the first days I got frustrated.
Did
because
you?
I could not get anything down. I literally had to go take a break. I was like, I gotta go sit.
Well, we have a new video up online today. Have you rehearsing?
Yeah, Rhett taped it yesterday, so hopefully it'll be up today.
And then on Monday morning, you can go out and see her on Friday night. Yeah. We'll have all the information's up online right now.
Absolutely.
Actually.
That is the word that Wendy says funny.
What?
Frustrated is what she says.
Frustrated?
You do. You don't use the R.
Frustrated. It's like Joanna. What was Joanna's the other day?
Pizza.
Pizza. She calls it
frustrated.
Frus.
Frustrated.
Yes.
It's like a whole new word.
Well, you're welcome.
Get it? The Burt Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.